Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Jasmine, Jasmine, is this a home care agency?
Yes, ma'am. This is a home care agency. How can I assist you?
Okay. We have a sister who hadn't received a home and community-based waiver services and has been for approximately 13, 14 years. I was calling to see because I was looking into switching agencies. I want to know, where are you located?
It's in Philadelphia, PA, but we're licensed throughout the state. What's your sister's name?
My sister's name is Toni Brown.
Okay. Ms. Toni Brown, and you're the caregiver?
I'm one of her caregivers. I'm her sister. I'm her personal representative, and I'm one of her caregivers. And I normally work just on a weekend-type basis. And where one of our caregivers may take a vacation, I will fill in for her if my primary work schedule permits it, you know. So can I ask for more information about your home care agency? Like I said, I've been with this one for about 13 years, and I'm looking to transfer or find a new one. How long
Absolutely.
Does a transfer process take?
So we submit the referral today. The service coordinators, we get a hold of the service coordinators, let them know the intentions of transferring services. Nothing changes until the service coordinator changes the request on the care plan. The caregivers are going to continue to clock in and out as usual, so there's no lapse in services for the patient and there's no lapse in pay for the caregivers. And we just submit all the information over the phone. That's it. That's all. And then the service, our service coordinators here, Family First Care, is going to get a hold of the caregivers and send them the hiring application.
That's what I was about to say. Like, what's the process with that, the hiring application? Well, all needs to be done because of what I took from, I called a couple of other, when I kind of felt like I wanted to leave before, I reached out to a home care agency, and we were, like, trying to submit everything first, you know, before we switched over, and it was so cumbersome with a lot of things they were doing that we had to do all over again. Do you work out of an office? Or I know a lot of times they just don't really
Yes, we have an office. Yeah, we have an office. It's in One Winding Drive. Right in Philadelphia, and the paperwork is submitted online. Everything is done online. So we send the hiring application, and everything is followed online. There's no need for an office visit. If you need an office visit, then they will schedule you to come into the office.
Okay, so it's not a permanent office. It's an office you use for business, so to speak.
No. It's a live office with live people. It's a live office with live people. It's just you need to be scheduled. So if you needed to do an office visit, the coordinators will schedule you, pick a day that's good for you if you needed to come into the office. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, the other place we had, they wanted us to do, TB testing, all this stuff over,
TB testing is good for up to 2 years. So if you have a previous TB test, it's good for 2 years.
We do, and they say this on a yearly basis. So
no, it's good for every 2 years.
And you need two-step or a single, or one-step after?
You need a full physical and a TB shot. You need proof of residency. Mm-hmm. And proof of residency.
A full physical and TB shot. But if we have proof of TB shot that's less than 2 years old, you would accept that.
Absolutely. And also your physical. If you have one that's updated, we can accept that as well.
Oh. I'm sure they've been to the, been to their doctors, but did they get a physical completed? I'm not 100% sure. That has not been brought up where they needed, that has not been brought up on our end before. So, do you have the paperwork for a full physical?
Yeah, I'll send you everything. What's the patient's first and last name?
Tony Brown.
T-O-N-I. Now you spelled Tony. Okay, got it. And date of birth for Ms. Brown?
11/6/1960.
Okay, and home address?
So she's staying with me. Let me just give you her home address on file.
Yeah, give me her, give me her home address that's on file. We're not going to change anything, even if she's staying with you, until you tell me, Jasmine, my sister's going to be living permanently with me. We're getting rid of her home or where she used to live. Don't change nothing on her stuff. All right? Leave everything the way it is.
One other question that's going to be very important to these aides. What is the going rate for your
I need to know how many caregivers. I need to know how many hours because there's five caregivers.
Five caregivers. I can use myself, but I only work on Saturdays and Sundays.
Okay, so I need.
Whenever a caregiver comes off.
Okay, give me how many hours a week does the patient have?
She was 24/7. Now she's 20 hours a day. So what is that?
Okay, so give me now a breakdown of the five caregivers because I cannot offer a rate if I don't know how. I need exactly how many hours each person is doing because, like I said, we pay overtime. So let's start with the first caregiver. How many hours is the first caregiver doing?
I think maybe 30 hours a week. We have one that has 56 hours a week. I think they all range 30 hours, 32 hours, and I think the other one may be 32 as well. My course, I do apologize. I don't have that information. Me, I do two 10-hour days, Saturdays and Sundays.
Hours a week? You do 20 hours a week?
No. I get 18 hours because I gave two of the hours to one of the caregivers when they were trying to get health insurance through the agency. So I only do 18 hours a week.
Okay, so you do Saturday and Sunday 18 hours, and then the fifth caregiver does 2 hours, you said?
No. So 30 hours, 32 hours, 56 hours,
18. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I believe the last one does 32 hours too. I believe I have.
Okay,
to
let me add up.
Let me add them up.
Let me add them up.
Uh huh. All right.
One second. So if the patient gets 20 hours a day times 7, it's a total of 140 hours a week.
Right.
Now let's break that down. Let's do the 30, then 56. Then 32,
30,
then 18,
32.
Then another 32. 18. It's 168.
I believe the last one is 30. That's 168.
Mhm. So somebody's
doing.
Oh
yeah, those were the hours that. Yeah, yeah. No, you're right.
She used to have.
Those were the hours that were. Yeah, she used to have. I'm sorry, on a 24-hour basis. Uh-huh. But they may be switching her back up. So just take 1 hour from each of those four caregivers. Because it's
so,
4 hours a day that's
so,
been.
So the
you know,
so then the one that's doing 30, we're going to put 29? The one that's doing 56, we're going to do 55? You mean an hour off of each, right?
No, it would be an hour off of each day because it would be only 20 hours a day. So the one who's doing 30, she works 5 days a week, so that would be 5 hours off of her. So she would be brought down to 25. Right? That makes sense.
I don't know. So if you're doing 30 hours a week.
The calculation just threw me off.
I know. It's okay.
And the calculation just threw me off because I was like I said, I'm in the car, so I was just doing it off the regular hours, the ones we've been doing so long. So she just went down to 20 hours with like the last year. So I do apologize if I'm all mixed up.
That's okay. Let's break it down. If it's 140 minus 25, you got 115. Let's go to the second one that's doing the 56 hours. We're going to remove 5 hours, right?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think of the time, because if it's 20 hours a day, that's 4 hours each day that she's off. That's a total of 21 hours, correct? For the week. That's a total of 21 hours, right? The difference between 168?
168 to 40 is 28 hours. Difference.
140, so that's 28 hours. I'm sorry, my calculator. 28 hours. So each caregiver in the day, there's four of them that works the day shift. It works from 8 to 2, my apologies, and then from 2 to 8, that's 6 hours, and then the 8 to 12, that's 4 hours for one caregiver, and then the last one go overnight from 12 to 8 a.m. That's how it used to be for 24-hour coverage.
Right, but she's only now doing 20.
Yeah, so each caregiver would have to take off an hour per day. An hour each per day, so because there's a total of four of them. So that first caregiver, instead of 6 hours, she'll be working 5 hours.
Tell you what, what's your name?
Yeah, I got you all over the place, and I do apologize.
No, it's okay. But what's you're Tanya, correct? You're the one that does the weekends, right?
Yes, I'm Tanya. I do the weekend, and I pretty much, I handle pretty much the majority of her. I'm her personal representative.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do, okay? I'm going to submit the referral. You're going to get the four caregivers. I want their exact start and end time, so that I can offer you, because we offer the highest rate regardless, and they're going to get overtime if any one of them go over 40 hours. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to...
They submit the referral. Who are you submitting the referral to?
To me, so that I can follow up with you, Tanya.
Oh, you're going to submit the referral to you? I thought you would submit the referral to... Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
So that I can follow up with you so you can gather this information and then we can discuss money.
Okay, all right.
Okay?
That's perfect.
What's the address? Give me the address that you were going to give me previously for Tony.
I'm going to give you her home address.
Yep.
But then I can also give you her mailing address.
Okay. What's the home address?
Okay. So her home address is 6519 North Smedley Street.
North Smedley?
Smedley. S is in Sally, M is Mary, E-D-L-E-Y.
So S is in Sam, M is in Mary, E L D Y, Smell D?
No, E L E Y.
You're breaking up. North, what?
Hold on, I'm trying to
stop. Yeah.
Smedley, can you hear me now?
A little bit, yes. What is it?
S D S and David, L E Y.
Okay, and is that Avenue, Boulevard, Road, Street?
Street.
Got it. Philadelphia, PA, what's the zip code?
19126.
Got it. And Tony is spelled T-O-N-I, right?
Correct.
And you're the point of contact, Tanya? You're the sister, correct?
Yes.
And what's a good number to reach you? Is it the 267-625 number?
Yes, 3950.
I got that. All right. I'm going to give you my information now. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Tanya, you're going to call me with four different time slots, okay? Once you get all that together, then I can further you along in the transferring process, okay?
Okay. All right. Give me 1 second. I'm pulling out.
I'm also going to be offering a transferring bonus, but I can only offer it to one caregiver. Is that going to be you?
Most likely.
Okay. I'm going to put in a 300 transfer bonus for you.
Okay. That's nice. Okay.
Okay, so my number is 267. 551-7410. That's 267-551-7410.
Okay,
and this is Family First Care. My name is Jasmine. I'm going to submit the referral today so that, you know, I can get a hold of you and then we can discuss all this on the care plan and also to follow up with you for the hiring applications if you do decide to come our way, okay?
Okay, and Jasmine, how long does this, I know I asked you earlier, but how long does this transfer process normally take?
How quickly do you want it to happen? Because I could submit the referral today and get online right now with the service coordinator. Do you want me to send you the hiring applications, get it started over the weekend with the caregivers so they could get all the information that they need?
Can you email me those hiring applications and I want to speak with them because I know this thing going to be like, I think I have two of them that have, do you offer health insurance?
We do. We offer health insurance through Aflac.
But I know at least two of them utilize the health insurance through you know, the home health agency. And I want to speak with them because, again, I'm just leaving. I'm actually parked, but I want to speak with them, and I just want to have enough information to let them know.
Absolutely.
I know the number one would be the salary. It would be the, number two would be the health insurance. And, you know, number three would be, like, I want to make sure they're all 100% ready to just get this paperwork done. I don't want no dragging of the feet or anything like that.
Okay. So, also, you have the choice of you could roll over all four caregivers. Like, you could only roll yourself. You don't have to take the whole care plan if you don't choose to. Like, let's say the other two caregivers don't want to come on board. You don't have to do that. They could stay with whatever agency they
choose. We don't have a choice.
Okay.
I'm not dealing with this agency no more. I've been dealing with this agency for 13 years, and I've been.
Yeah, that's a long time.
It's just been after one half after. Yeah, I don't even ask for anything from now. And then every time when I turn around and visit, they don't have number one problem. They don't have a system in place that's appropriate for, like, let me see. One of the aides, okay, this is an example. One of the aides was taken off the schedule because they said she didn't send in her annual competency, which they did not send it to her, but they emailed it to her, and they took her off the schedule, but we weren't aware, and she was still able to call in and call out through EBV, and she just didn't get paid for it. That's how she found out. Just didn't get paid for it. So I sent a message saying, what's going on? Her paycheck was significantly short. And here it is. It was like, oh, well, she did not submit the documents that was required for the annual. This is not for OLTL, but, you know, for them, I want to say, you know, but I wasn't document required, and he told us that we would take off schedule, or that was the next step. That's what she said. And I said,
that's not acceptable. That's not acceptable, Tommy.
That's not acceptable.
No, that's not acceptable.
Then,
they should have called, they should have followed, and if you're the point of contact, they should have been leaving you messages, making sure that that caregiver was compliant. That's unacceptable.
And it was due February 1st, but they had it down for February 28th.
So all that time, that whole time, she wasn't getting paid but clocking in and out?
No, it wasn't the whole time. It just started, but that was just like the straw that broke the camel's back. Another thing they have is the overnight caregiver. Now, the overnight caregiver had not so my sister's baby, she has a lot going on and everything. So it's a lot. Sometimes I had to be up to help the overnight caregiver. The overnight caregiver didn't send them the second email stating that they were, quote-unquote, awake. And
oh my God!
They just did not pay for the whole night, and I thought
no. That's not fair. That's not fair.
I'm paying out of pocket. I get that. Yeah. You know, we do have one member that's a family member, but I still pay them, and I just don't want to do it no more. I just don't want
to
do it.
You shouldn't have to go through that. Yeah, you shouldn't have to go through that.
So, I mean, and they don't have a fallback, right? They don't accept any. I don't know if it's true. It could be true, but like one person, they claim it's like our word against EBV. They claimed it wasn't clocked out. They clocked out, and it actually showed on the app that it clocked out. And they told me that how did they explain it? No, it was a missed clock out. But they submitted they put the time in it so they could submit the paperwork. So I said, the information, so I said, wait, so that means that you're getting paid for it, but you're not paying a caregiver?
That still doesn't even sound right. If they corrected the time sheet, right, then the caregiver should get paid. Yeah.
To me, I feel like they're minor, but those are some of the things that was...
That's not minor, Tanya. That's not that's a problem. That's not minor at all.
Missing a clock out. Like, what do you do? Instead of missing a clock, do you reach out to the actual participant and say...
We never reach out to the participant. We never reach out to the participant because that's not the responsibility of the participant. It's the caregiver that we're going to reach out to. And if any corrections need to be made on the time card, they're going to have an assigned coordinator here at Family First. So any discrepancies are handled before payroll goes in. So if there's a mispunch,
they don't find out until after.
Here they're going to find out.
They're
going to find out once the HHA system says, hey, Tanya hasn't clocked in and out. They're going to call you, hey, Tanya, what's going on? Did you clock in and out? Does anything need to be fixed on your end? They'll send you the opportunity to correct your time card before it finalizes the payroll.
Yeah, that's not an option. We not afford that same courtesy with the home health agency. So that's why I just say to them, I want to let them know, like, it's not, I have to leave these people.
Don't tell them yet. Listen to me. Don't tell them nothing yet. Your service coordinator. Your service coordinator is going to do everything for you. So you're going to continue to clock in and out as usual, like nothing's happening. Let them find out when the service coordinator calls that agency and says, hey, you just lost this patient. Let me do my job first. Let me get a hold of the service coordinator. Let me get you on payroll, meaning all the information for all caregivers cleared, registered with the Family Care Safety Registry, and on payroll. So you don't lose no services, no pay for the caregiver.
Okay.
Let me get you processed first. Let me do this as quickly as possible.
Okay. All right. So hopefully I'm going to talk to them over the weekend.
Let them know that your intentions are to go to a higher paying agency because right now we beat every agency in Philadelphia. Tell them that they're going to be contacting them. So I'm going to need their first and last names and their phone numbers, so that the coordinators here that get assigned to them can take forward and get them registered, get them the paperwork quickly as possible. Then we can reach out to the service coordinator and tell them, hey, they're trying to leave this agency. We need this care plan started immediately. But I'm not going to start you until everybody's cleared for work and on payroll because I don't want you to skip a beat with payroll.
Right, because I'm actually waiting for her to give us a call back as well to schedule Tony's annual and I may be, given her circumstances, I don't know, I might be putting in a request for the hours to go back up. I don't know. I mean, I do still in with, I mean, she stays with me, so she's definitely going to receive care. It's just that I don't receive a break, I could say.
It sounds like you're running. Yeah, you're doing everything. That's a lot for you, Tanya. You don't want to get burned yourself, too. You need a break. Yeah, you need a break.
Yeah.
Who's the service coordinator? Yeah, it's called Family First Care.
Okay, so I'll go on that. Aisha is the service coordinator.
What's her name?
Aisha.
All right. I'm going to find all the information, submit the referral, and we'll be in touch. Okay, Monday morning, the service coordinators from here, from Family First, are going to get a hold of you and discuss rates and everything with you, okay?
That would be great. Thank you so much. Jasmine, what's your title?
I'm the director of the program.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Listen, you call me if you get lost along the way or if you have any other questions. You have my direct information, okay?
Will do. Thanks again.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Listen, breathe.
I'm more frustrated. anything, and I just was like, let me take a look. Or I did call them, and then their whoever supervisor is supposed to be getting back to me, and I didn't hear a return call. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm done.
It's too much.
Is at a, you know, very rocky place, and I'm not dealing with none of this. If it was just me, I would probably just close the system. I don't need it, but since, you know, I have other people to worry about.
Right.
Close our case, I mean to say. Because I have other people to worry about, I said, let me just, you know, make sure they're okay. I don't want them to. But okay.
Right, because a 20-hour case, you've got people that are consistently doing their jobs, and for them to have a discrepancy in pay, that's a big problem for people when you start messing with their money. Like, you're messing with their livelihood.
Yeah.
So we take that very serious here, because if you don't have a happy caregiver, guess what? You don't have a happy patient. So we don't want that. So, all right? So hang in there. I'm going to be submitting the referral, and we're going to get you the help you need, all right?
Thank you so much. All right.
Absolutely. Welcome to Family First. Call me if you need me. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We'll go. Bye now. Thank you.